The best way to teach a kid how to learn, to get your kid into learning, is not to tell him to learn, but just to come. By you coming on Sunday mornings, the kids will complain 1,000 times less. They're going to complain, how come I got to go to school on Sunday? I'm going to school on Sunday. There's nothing to talk about. Like, it's the greatest way to encourage your kid to learn is by modeling that behavior. So by us coming together and learning a little bit every Sunday, should be really, really a nice thing. And hopefully, you'll be able to actually help them in the learning process, because we'll be doing the critical sugyas they're doing in all of the various shurim. All the shurim are learning these sugyas, just some in different levels, but the baseline is the same. What I'm going to give out every week, and you can bring your Gemara, that's great, because you can take notes in it, but I give out the Gemara because I like the Tzuras Hadaf, and then in the back is all of the different materials that we may or may not be getting to today. Okay, depending on, how fast, how many questions, whatever it is. So you have everything there. Some of the stuff is in your Gemara, some of them isn't. But just, as a way of introduction, so we're going to go back and forth between the Gemara and the source sheet. So you could either take them apart, or you can, I did not put anything on the backup for any reason on page one. You could take them apart, or you could look inside your Gemara and use these sheets as an addendum to go along with it. Okay? So that's just the introduction to the shiur. Today we're going to introduce, it's the first sugya in all of Shas. The first sugya in all of Shas is Ma'amas HaKaron, is Kriya Shema. Arvin, when do you say Kriya Shema in the evening? The first sugya in all of Shas, so just before everybody asks, why is this the beginning? So just look in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Sefer HaChinuch, a beautiful machshava as to why we begin all of Shas with, not why we begin, he just describes what the mitzvah is, and after that we can understand why this is the beginning. So the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav Chaf says, Mishar Sheh HaMitzvah, Sheratza Hashem Lischos Imo Sheh Yikablu Aleyem Malchus. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us a merit. He doesn't want to stam yoke us. He wants to give us a merit that we accept upon ourselves the yoke of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'yichuda B'chol Yom, and each day his uniqueness. Think about him. B'chol Yom V'layla Kol Hayom Sheh Chaim. Each and every day that we are alive. Ki B'yosa Adam Bal Chomer. We are physical creatures. Nifta achar hevli olam. Because we're physical creatures, we run after things. Baruch Hashem, not us. Every day starts Sunday, you got to set your fantasy football league. V'nim shuch l'taivos, a couple of your kids might have done that. V'nim shuch, and we run after our desires. Tzarech al panim zikarun t'midi b'malcha shamayim l'shamra menachet. We need constant here, guys. Pull up. We can make more room. Pull up some desks. Oh, this is beautiful because... Yeah. My first grandchild is in the yeshiva. He was in my shir in Reish Yerushalayim in 1996-7. So now we're back again. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Anyway, let me just pull this back a little bit. Anyway, so we begin the entire limud. Here are source sheets. Please take. We begin the experience of Shas by taking upon ourselves this mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Because the fundamental idea of Kriya Shema is, even though in this world we are by nature physical creatures, even though we're physical creatures in this world, nevertheless, we have to take time to think about the Ribbono Shalom, L'shamra Menachet, to protect us from sin. Al Kein Hayemechazdo, therefore was his kindness, L'schuseinu, for our merit, V'tzivanu L'zichro Shneya Itam Eila, B'kaveh, B'kavana Gemura. To have constant reminders, Kviyas, that this is who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, once by day and once by night. So I think it's a beautiful idea to get started. This is what we're doing. That's why we say Shema in the morning. That's why we say Shema in the evening. We begin Shas with this concept that the world is a physical place. We by nature are physical people. We run after the physical. But we always got to stop, take time out of our day, think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That protects us from everything. Okay, now let's go to the Gemara. Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Right. This is probably the most popular Mishnah I ever learned, because the day after the Siyum HaShas, everybody's doing the daf. Baba Kama, not so many, but Brachas Beis, I used to give a daf Yom Mishir. That was like, you have to come prepared, Brachas Beis. Brachas Gimel, not as much. So when do you say Kriya Shema in the evening? So the Mishnah answers, Mishah Shekohanim Nichnasin Le'echol B'Trumasim. From when the Kohanim enter into the ability to eat from Truma. The simple understanding of this is, when is this? The Kohen, if he becomes Tamei, he goes to the mikveh by day, when the sun sets, or when it says HaKochavim, then at that moment, the Kohen is eligible to eat from the Truma once again, and therefore, by the way, we learn a new halacha, which is that that's when you can say Kriya Shema for the evening as well. Okay, ad sof ha'ashmar rishona, up until the end of the first watch, which is going to be 4 hours into the evening, divrei Rabbi Elazar. Okay, ad kan the Mishnah. Now everybody starts to yell and scream. So let's learn. We're going to learn Rashi. Rashi is going to be opinion number one. Tosfos is going to ask four questions on it. Rabbeinu Tam is going to give his own opinion with the re, and then we're going to Rabbeinu Yonah, who's going to give his own opinion, and then we'll move on. Okay, so let's see what's going on here. Mamasai Karnishma Ba'arvin, when do we say Kriyashma in the evening? Mishasha Kohanim Nichnasin Lechol B'Truma. So when the Kohanim eat from the Truma. So we described Kohanim Shenitmu, the Kohanim who became Tameh, Vitavlu, and they've already gone into the Mikvah, V'Heriv Shemshin, and the sun has set, V'Gi'itam Lechol B'Truma. And the time has already begun for them to eat from Truma. Now comes the next Rashi. This next Rashi starts off all the fire. Ad sofa ashmar rishona. So he tells you there's an implied question in the Mishnah, which is up until when could you say it? The implied question is how long? And he says for 4 hours. Shlish halayla, 1/3 of the evening. Kid the mefarish b'gemara, like the gemara explains. Umisham ve'elech. And after that, over zman. The time has concluded. You have missed the time for saying kriya shma. You snooze, you lose. Okay. V'delo mikrei suzman shchiva. Now comes Rashi. Because that's no longer called the time where you go to sleep. The Pasuk says, which is the Chiv for Kriyashma, B'shachvicha uvikumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up. So therefore, after 4 hours, Rashi posits that it's no longer Zman Shchiv. It's only the time people go to sleep. V'lo karinin ba b'shachvicha. Says Rashi, umikami hachinami, even prior to the end of 4 hours, also, lav Zman Shchiva. It's also not called Shchiva. Before that, you're not Yotzei Yechavos. If you read it before, says, you have also not fulfilled your obligation. So it's got to be at the time of Shachlecha. So Rashi tells you two things. Number one, you have up until 4 hours based on the Gemara. And then Rashi throws in what else is called Zman Shechiva? Prior to, what is it called? Not called Zman Shechiva? If it's prior to when people go to sleep, which is going to be Tzeis HaKochav. Okay, so before Tzeis HaKochav, you read it too early, it doesn't count in the standings. It's kind of like scoring a touchdown in practice. Asks then Rashi a very important question. Very often, people have minyanim, especially in the olden days, prior to Tzeis. We have these mincha marvs today. What are we doing? All before Tzeis. I participate in those. Im Kane asks Rashi, Lama Koridos Abebeis HaKinesis. Why do we read it in Shul Kriyashma? Because in Shul, especially in the olden days, before electricity, they used to get Mincha Marav done while it was light, so everybody home when it was dark, because you never left your house after it was dark. Im Kane Lama Koridos Abebeis HaKinesis, says Rashi, Kede La'amot Tvila Mitoch Devrei Torah. So that you would have Shmona Esrei with words of Torah. Similar to Ashrei before Mincha. So wait a second. You're looking at me funny, right? Because Kriya Shema, we're saying Ma'ariv. I say Kriya Shema. Why? Not really for Kriya Shema. That's really just for the Shmona Esrei piece. So when am I Yotzei Zayin Kriya Shema? When do I fill my obligation of Kriya Shema? Says Rashi. Ulefichach, chov alin lakrosa misha techashech. You have to read Kriya Shema again when it gets dark. When do we do that? Ubekriya parash rishona she'adam kori al mitaso yotza. When you read Kriya Shema Lamita, when you say there Shema and Vehafta, that's when you're Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema when you say in Shul, if you do Mincha Marav by Shkia, you're not Yotzei. When you Yotzei at night before you go to sleep, that's when you Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Ad Kan Rashi. Questions? Because if you don't have them, Tosfos got them. There's going to be four questions Tosfos asks. No, what do you got? Something's got to be bothering you. What? We're only saying the first parsha. What about the whole thing? Good. What else? One of Tosfos' kashas. We're going to answer that hopefully at the very end. Maybe not this week even. Let's see Tosfos inside. Okay? So if you go skip 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the seventh line, which is the third narrow line. So he quotes Rashi, which we did already, so I'm not going to reread to you Rashi, because that would be redundant. Tema le perusha. Question number one. He's got four kashas. Number one. Your question. We only read va'afta when we go to sleep. So, if the whole idea of Kriya Shema is to say three parshios, what are you doing tonight? It doesn't count in the standings. Number one. Imkein shalosh parshios halalikros. If the primary reading of Kriya Shema was in the evening, then it should have been all three parshios we should say when we go to sleep. That's question number one. Sorry, I ran out of sources. I didn't anticipate. Va'od. Good share. Va'od. It's all in the Gemara. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I have more.
There you go.
Va'od. Furthermore, number two. Kasha d'tzarech levarich b'kriya shema shtayim lefaneh v'shtayim lacharei ba'arvis. There's a halacha that we say the birchas kriya shema before and after. L'chora, the birchas kriya shema were nitgan, were established by the primary saying of Kriya Shema, which is when? During Maariv. By Kriya Shema Lamita, nobody's saying, can you imagine? You go to sleep, and right before you go to sleep, you start saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Maariv, Arav, and you say the whole thing in Avos Olam, and then you would say, nobody does that. That's not always nitgan. Number two. Number three, Va'od. I like to put little circles by each question, this way I can come back to it, and it's from waiting for me. Va'od. Da'osa Kriya Shema Samach Lamita Eina Ela B'Shvil HaMazikin Kid Da'amer B'Samach V'im Talmud Chacham Eina Tzarech. If you're a Talmud Chacham, the minig is you don't have to say Kriya Shema Lamita. Why not? Because the whole idea of Kriya Shema Lamita is to protect you from the demons. So, it's not, the Gemara in Daf Hey doesn't say Kriya Shema Lamita because you haven't fulfilled your requirement yet. The Gemara says you have to say Kriya Shema Lamita to protect yourself from all of the Mazikin out there in the world. So, Don't tell me now, Rashi, this is what Tol is saying. Don't tell me now, Rashi, that the reason why you're saying it is because to fulfill your requirement of Kriya Shema. It's not true. You're saying it to protect yourself from Mazikin. V'haraya, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to say it. Another raya, which Tosus doesn't say, but many people know, on Leil Shimurim, on the night of Pesach, many people have a minute not to say Kriya Shema Lamita because it's Leil Shimurim. It's the night we're protected from everything. So, it's difficult, this Rashi, according to Tosfos. Fourth question. V'od kasha d'imkein paskinek Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. There is a machlokas, there is a sugya we're going to do with two sugyas from now, called smichas geula l'tfila. They have to juxtapose the geula, which is the redemption, which is Kriya Shema, to tfila. There's a machlokas over there as to how should it go. Should it be Kriya Shema, Shmona Esrei, Shachris, and Shmona Esrei by Maariv, followed by Kriya Shema, which means that tefillah be'emtza tiknum, that tefillah is in the middle, or should it be Kriya Shema Shmona Esrei by Shachris, and Kriya Shema by Maariv, and Kriya Shema Shmona Esrei by Maariv, which was not tefillah be'emtza tiknum. Let me just finish, let me take a question. So, if the way we're establishing it now, that the primary Kriya Shema is the one on your bed, that's after Shmona Esrei, which would come out Tfila be'emtza tikna. Tfila is in the middle because it comes out. You have Kriya Shema Shachris, Shmona Esrei, Shmona Esrei, Kriya Shema. Tfila be'emtza tikna. Asks Tosus the question. I'll get to your question. Vod kashdim came paskin on Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Then we paskin like Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. The Amar Tfila be'emtza tiknum. Perish. What does that mean? Be'emtza between ben shnei Kriya Shema, between the two Kriya Shemas. Ben Kriya Shemel shel Shachris, ben Kriya Shemel shel Arvis, between the two Kriya Shemas. V'anin kaimel on Rabbi Yochanan. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Damal Kamlu says, Ezu ben Olam Haba, who's the one who merits the future world? Hasome geula shel Arvis l'tfila. He puts Kriya Shema before Maariv and Tfila. Question.
Okay. This is on the second one, but I guess now it's also on the fourth. It's not a birchas mitzvah, so I don't understand Tosfos Havim on that one.
On question number two,
yeah, and you see it by
they will respond. There is a shita. What is the nature of the bracha? Is it baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu? Some people say you have to actually make that kind of bracha,
right? And also by Shachris, when you have to say Shema before davening, nobody. I mean, maybe this is asked somewhere else in Tosfos. I don't know. Nobody asks why we don't say birchas kriya Shema when you say Shema before davening if you're davening after this month.
If it's after Zman Tfila, there are many shitas that say you don't say Birchas Kriya Shema anymore.
Zman Kriya Shema. If you're diving after Zman
Kriya Shema. Between Zman Kriya Shema, after Zman Kriya Shema and Zman Tfila, then you would. So what's your question?
When we say Shema, if diving starts 9 o'clock, yes. Zman Kriya Shema, and you say Shema beforehand.
Right.
nobody thinks about whether you're saying Birkas, maybe because of the Tosfos, I don't know. But
there also you have, you mean, since you haven't filled your requirements. So that's still on question number two, not on four. Because the Krishma is still before Shema.
No, but four.
It's a question on two. It's a good question on two. Yeah, you're asking, very often we know that we've already fulfilled my requirement by Kriya Shema prior to davening Shacharis, the olden days in camp. Everybody knows they wake you up like at 10 o'clock camp time, which is 11 o'clock city time. So they wake you up and get you out of bed, which nobody does, and they tell you to say Kriya Shema. So you've already fulfilled your requirement of Kriya Shema. I say put that in quotes because nobody does. I once had a discussion with somebody. He set up davening time, and it was like 9:45. I went into his office nicely, and I said, because it was already after Zan Tefillah, I went to his office and I said, you know, it's a little bit past the Zman, and I was going to say Tefillah, but I didn't get the words out. He goes, no, it's okay. People can get up, wash their hands, say Birkas HaTorah, and I say, Davin Shmona Esrei. The guy started, oh, wait, no, maybe it is too late. No, but you're right. Your question is the same question. We've already fulfilled my requirement. You should always have to say, according to what you're saying, which tells us a question too, you should always have to say Birkas Kriya Shema by the primary Kriya Shema, which we see is not true. So Tosus's question too is fair because that's his assumption.
Right. Also on.
And by the way, there are those people who carry that assumption to the conclusion, which means that you can't fulfill the rush in particular. You can't fulfill the requirement of Kriya Shema without the Birkas Kriya Shema, which puts into question this whole practice, but strengthens the kasha.
Right. So that's good. Also on number four, I don't remember this Gemara offhand, but the way he ends when he quotes Rabbi Yochanan, he says, "Ezu ben olam habaz asomach lulu shel arvis letfilah." He's not focused on Shema as much as making sure that the bracha is before tefillah.
He's focused for the Kriya Shema. Gula is referencing Kriya Shema.
It's not the Gal Yisrael?
It's referencing Kriya Shema. Okay. Gal Yisrael might be an interruption. That's where the Gemara is, but okay. It's referencing Kriya Shema. Okay?
Where does the concept that you have to make the brachas before and after Shema, where does that...
The Gemara will talk about it, Daf Yud. We're going to do that sugya, Barichas, that's going to come up, I think, in Daf Yud. Daf Yud, around there. It's going to talk about why we do it. Why two? What's the remez for each one? Is it a Birkas Mitzvah? Like I said, I don't want to spoiler alert, but that rush. Some people say that without Birkas Kriya Shema, you can't fulfill the requirement of Kriya Shema. So it's really integral, and especially you see here, Tosfos really holds that. That's where Tosfos gets all excited. Okay, so Tosfos, there are two ways of dealing with Tosfos when he has all these kashas on Rashi. Number one, Tosfos can answer the questions, or Tosfos give an alternate approach. Tosfos gives an alternate approach, right? You have to always think of that before you see a Tosfos. What's Tosfos doing here? Answering or giving another approach? Here he's giving another. It's just methodologically. Rabbeinu Tam. Lachain perish Rabbeinu Tam. Da'ad derabba. Kriya Shema shel beis ha-kinesis ikar. The primary Kriya Shema that we don't say is the one in shul. What's going to be our problem now? Because remember, Rashi asked this question, which is now Tosfos has to deal with. What's going to be his problem? It's too early. What are you going to do? So look what he does. He does some halachic magic. That's Tosfos asks on himself. He's no dummy. He knows that problem because he came after Rashi. V'yech lomar, dekaimelon kerab Yehuda. The famous Shita of Yehuda. What's the famous Shita of Yehuda? Let's learn Shalos Manios, right? The beginning of the fourth Perek. There's a machlokas as to when does the day end. The Chachamim say it ends by Shkia, but Rabbi Yehuda says, you could say it already, by Plag HaMincha. On a perfect 6 to 6 day, for our purposes, Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter prior to that. Okay, so by 4:45, and again, people use this in the summer times a lot. Okay, so you could already say this. So he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. What's the problem with holding like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Kriya Shema? What about... Because, so first of all, it's by tefillah. So they want to throw tefillah and Kriya Shema under one bus together. So Tosfos is going to talk about that in a moment. But what's the problem? You're right. Tosfos is going to get to that. He's going to just lump them in together. But what's the other problem? What about Mincha now? You solved one problem, you cause yourself another problem, right? You have that with your kids, you're like, oh, okay, you could do it. You know, when you solve one, you create another. But now it's saying Mincha after Plag. And Mincha is already on the next day. But you're right. The Shmon Esrei problems and other problems. So let's see that inside. Okay. V'im tomar heyachanu korin kol kach mivod yom. So he answers. V'yesh lomar dekamel krab yuda damar perek tefilas ha-shachar. He says the tefilas ha-shachar daf chof vav amir alif. Dizman tefilas mincha ad plaga mincha. Dehainu echad asar sha'os pachos rivya. It's 11 hours minus a quarter. That's 10 hours and 45 minutes, 4:45 on a perfect day. Umiyad kashikal isman, amincha maskil isman arvis. Right away, when mincha ends, ma'ariv begins. But then he asks my question first, your question second. Again, I got the notes ahead of time. V'im tomar, heyach anu mispal entilas mincha samul v'chashecha. How could we daven mincha then at 5:50? It's the wrong day. If you're holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Answers Tosfos, Yesh Lomar, Dekai Melon Kirabonin. Halachic magic. I told you my cloak is Rabbanon Rabbi Yehuda as to when the day ends. Does it end Plaga Mincha or does it end Shkia? So Tosfos says, you're right. I got a problem with Marv, so there we're going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But now what do I do with Shmona Esrei? Ha ha, I hold like Rabbanon over there. Damriz Mat Filis HaMincha Da'erev, Armin Lekaman. Hashda the loyit mar hilchas aloy kamar velo kamar David kamar of it David kamar of it. The Gemara in Brachos says since we don't know if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda like or Chachamim, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, great. If you hold like Chachamim, great. There's one problem with that. I think this sounds straight, right? If you live in certain communities, they don't daven on Shabbos except for these weird times, right? Some shuls they go 7 o'clock all year round. Okay, that's some shuls. They have what to be reliant on. But some shuls, you know, 6:47, right? North Woodman, they probably do that. The Litvakim more struggle. Whatever, it depends who your Rav is. I think Yungas Woodman has three minyanim, and one of the middle one is the Plaga Mincha one. So
they let you choose how shtakim.
Right, Baruch Hashem. Well, the last one is Shabbos. Oh, no, the first one. I'm sorry, the first one is Plaga Mincha. The first one is Plaga Mincha. So, because the halacha is you can't pick and choose on each day. It's called Tarta Desasre. Wait, now all of a sudden like Rabbanan, I'm switching into the world of Rabbi Yehuda? So we ask that question. This is what's called a stira minei obey. It's an inherent contradiction. If it's 4:45 to 6, I dav mincha at 5, so I'm holding like Rabbi Yehuda. I dav marav at 5:15, I'm holding like Rabbanan. Wait a second. You could pick and choose day to day, maybe. But on a given day, you can't pick and choose. That is a stira. That is, you know, the classic, what they call, a tarte desastre. Right? My kids all know. They get all...
Marv's the next day.
Marv's the next day. But then mincha's the next day. Meaning you can't have your cake and eat it too. Well, you can. You can't eat your cake and have it too. Dr. Schatz always points that out. This is one of his big jokes. But he's right. You could have your cake and eat it. You can't eat your cake and have it. Because once you ate it, it's gone. Okay. Smart guy. That's why he's a philosopher. Spend time philosophizing about cake. I just noticed as I get older, right? My glasses come off. Okay, anyway. Shrei me'eza taman was palin arvis. For some reason, we daven ma'ariv miyad lachar plaga mincha mishum dekaimelon deshas hamincha kala. The reason why we could daven ma'ariv in that zone is because the day is over. The time of mincha is over, kid Rabbi Yehuda. Umiyad av izman arvis. Ubizman atfila atzma. And the time of Shmona Esrei lo kaimelon k'Rabbi Yehuda, ela k'Rabbanan. By Shmona Esrei, we don't like Rabbi Yehuda, rather like Rabbanan. Okay. Therefore, he himself is kind of like, it's not such a great answer. So the Re piggybacks onto the Rabbeinu Tam and wants to give us an alternate solution.
Rabbi Yehuda holds that Plag Mincha is the final time to daven Mincha?
Yes.
But then after Plag,
after 4:45, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't daven Mincha anymore.
Not like we hold it's optional. Like
correct. No, we come after everybody and say we could either hold like Rabbi Yehuda or Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda himself is the author of that.
Right?
He's stuck. He's Rabbi Yehuda. But when you're Rabbi Yehuda, you got to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Although it would be nice, can you imagine, right? Like you hold like the other guy. Yeah, for this case.
They got together.
Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanu. Who? Right. No, Rabbi Yehuda's stuck. Al-Kena Marie. Devadai Kriya Shmershal Beisai Knesset Iker. So the Re is going to qualify a little bit what Rabbeinu Tam says. And he's going to say that Kriya Shema of the Shul is primary. We daven Ma'ariv earlier. Vanu Shema's Palat Arvis Bivod Yom. Sviulon Kahani Taid Gemara. Damar Misha Shekidesh Hayom. So there are numerous shitas in the Mishnah, in a Brice, I should say, that the Gemara is going to quote. Now, maybe if I was a better Rebbe and had more time, I would have actually quoted, gone along with this. But there are numerous opinions. One of the opinions quoted in the Gemara as to the beginning time for Kriya Shema is not necessarily Tzeis, but it's the time Shekideh Shayom, right? V'gam Mishor Shebnei Adam Nichnasim Lahasev Dehainu Sudas Erev Shabbos, or the time where people eat on Erev Shabbos. That time is earlier than Kriya Shema. It's earlier than Tzeis. So the Re is reliant upon those shitas that you could daven, you could say things earlier. That is shitas Hari, where the primary Kriya Shema is in shul. It's too early. No, it's not. Rabbeinu Tam wanted to ask, it's too early. He said he changed shitas and went with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, within the world of Chachamim, stay in that world. Just remember, there are many shitas in the Gemara. If you look at the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, when you make Shabbos, that's before Shki already. There are those times you already can say Kriya Shema, even according to the Chachamim. V'ha'isam yiv'od yom, that's before the day sets. Ume'osa shah ha'vizmah tefillah. That's tefillah. Okay? Now, then he just concludes, v'gam raya, he brings a raya, derav have masli shel Shabbos b'erev Shabbos, rav yisadavin Shabbos erev Shabbos, u'mistam agam yakura kriya shema. Then they throw in this line, which is like the only way to answer your question. Nah! And he probably, when he said shemona esrei, he said kriya shema also. So he's kind of lumping those manim together. So that machlokas Rebbe Yehuda Chachamim, he's kind of lumping in with the machlokas of kriya shema as well. Mikolan arayas, from all these proofs, mashma de kriya shema shel beis hakneses, the ikar, the primary kriya shema, is the one we say in shul. Okay. So far we have two shitas. We have shitas Rashi, which is kriya shema lamita, is the primary kriya shema, loads of questions. We have shitas Rabbeinu Tam / Re, which is the primary time to say kriya shema is in shul. Okay, I is a little early, no. Either because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, or because he holds like the Shita in the Gemara, which is you're allowed to say a little bit earlier. Okay, now you turn to our little sheets here, or if you have a Gemara, and you want to use a Gemara, you like using Gemaras, in the back there's the Da Pe Arif, and on the Da Pe Arif you have the Rabbeinu Yonah in the back. The Rabbeinu Yonah is an indispensable Rishon on this Masechta. Yeah, Robert.
Is there any room?
I said your name before, so it better be a good question.
It may be very bad. Is there any room to say that Rashi is not disagreeing necessarily about primary status? And that he's saying, obviously, you will fulfill your obligation when you repeat the first parsha at Kriya Shema mid the time, but it doesn't mean that that is necessarily the primary.
You could have learned Rashi one of two ways. One way is like you. The other way, which I think people like to learn Rashi, which we'll get to maybe later if we have time, is when we say primary chiyuv, what is our obligation to say Kriya Shema? Is it really to say three parashios, or the Rabbanan kind of tacked on bonus prizes? Right, that's the other way, which I think most people land on. But it's hard not to, because if you read the Rashi inside, he comes back to it and he says, they say it's Samach Limitaso. So Samach Limitaso could mean the Kriya Shema Lamita that we understand, which makes the most sense, or it could mean, sometimes later in the evening. So that's the prime. But the way I think that people are going to deal with it is his designation of what Kriya Shema is less. Okay, let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah inside. Okay, we could skip to the first underlined piece, right? To Rabbeinu Yonah, I'll riff. It's the second source. I learned something new today. I learned when you convert from Google Drive to Word, bold doesn't come out. I apologize. But we all learned that together. Okay, so Google Drive is much better for copying and pasting from the Bar Ilan because they handle right to left much better than Word. But then I convert to Word. Put the little box around and the page numbers. Okay, whatever. You don't need to know about this. So, Yerushalmi Shoel, Alma Nego on the cross, Kriya Shema Kodem Ze Hazman. Why do people say Kriya Shema prior to the time like Tosis is suggesting? And we said, if you read before the time, you haven't filled your requirement. Imke Lama Kornos of Avesa Knesses. Why do we read it again in Shul? Why do we read it in Shul? Mahadri Lo Lases Ba El Amud Bitfila. Mitoch Devei Torah. So he says, like Rashi, the reason why we read it in Shul is for what? Is for, so that it's Kilu, we're saying Ashrei before Shemon Esrei Mincha. Similarly, we're saying Kriya Shema by Ma'ariv, in order that when we enter into Shemon Esrei, we're entering with Tefillah, with Devei Torah. V'kevin Shekriya Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses, Eino Latzis Yidei Chova. Since the one in Shul is not to fulfill the requirement, then when you get home, you need to say Kriya Shema again. La says he dechiyev shel Torah to fulfill the Torah obligation. Everybody should be very careful to say it properly. So not like Rashi either. Don't rely on the one we say before we go to sleep. Because of many reasons. Listen to the questions he asks on Rashi. New questions. Number one, some of them are new, some of them are old. There's a halacha, an underrated halacha, that you have to take care of God's needs before your needs. That means before you eat supper, you have to daven marriage. Now again, there are ways of getting out of it. You know, you have a reminder, etc., etc. Some people more makel than others. You ask your local Orthodox rabbi. There's one rabbi here in the yeshiva who started a certain minyan because he doesn't want to go home before. This way he can eat when he gets home. Everybody has their own shitas. But if you hold it, the primary chiv is not till you go to sleep at night, then how do you eat dinner? Right? The obligatory kriyishma, you have to say kodem achila lechatchila before you eat, at least lechatchila. And if we set up a scenario which you don't, this is a disastrous scenario. Kids at kavdin leil, like we said earlier. Va'od, and a second question that the Rabbeinu Yona asks. Since people think that the only reason why we say the Kriyat Shema at night is to run away from the Mazikin, like we say Kid Lakamen, Pam Shena Choshesh Veino Koriosa. He says a little different. He says nobody takes Kriyat Shema Lamita seriously, because the whole thing is Lavriach Min Amazikin. And since people don't take it seriously, who's going to say it? We're going to be in trouble. Then people are going to go their whole lives without saying Kriyat Shema. Furthermore, Va'och Eino Mikuvin Lasis Bayidei Chova Min HaTorah. When I say Kriya Shema at night, I am not thinking about my primary chiyuv. And he holds, the Rabbeinu Yonah, within Kriya Shema, that Shema requires kavanah. Even if you hold normally that mitzvos require, do not require kavanah, when I pick up my lulav, I don't have to think about all the kavanahs. Moda, they admit, lechatchila tzrichos. Ideally, I should think about it. Another question. Like we began this year, the whole objective of Kriya Shema is to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven. The hardest time to do that is right before you go to sleep. You need real kavana for this, right? There are different kinds of mitzvahs. It's very important to get into. There's some kinds where the pa'ula, the action, is the mitzvah, and there's sometimes the kiyum, the thought, is the kiyum of the mitzvah. For example, the classic example is by avelis. When it comes to avelis, I don't fulfill my requirement of avelis by sitting on a low chair. I don't fulfill my requirement of avelis by tearing my shirt. I don't fulfill my requirement of avelis by not showering. I fulfill my requirement of avelis by having what's called meriris halev, by having a bitterness of the heart. How do I get to a point of meriris halev, of a bitterness of the heart? Through all of those activities. But those activities are only to engender in myself a certain emotion, which is the mitzvah. Similarly, the mitzvah, Rabbeinu Yonah is pointing out something so fundamental here, by the way, he snuck it in. We could develop this. The idea of Kriya Shema is not to say the words of Kriya Shema, but rather it's to use those as a vehicle to mekabel ol malchus shamayim, to accept upon myself the yoke of heaven. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah here, if the whole point of Kriya Shema is to have kavana to mekabel ol malchus, to accept upon myself the yoke of heaven, in the time I'm on my bed, I can't have proper kavana on this. So he says, this is very hard to suggest like Rashi. He's ripping Rashi. Ve'od, and furthermore, Shakriya Shema Shalchiv Tzarech Shomar Asa Bebracha. This goes back to the one that Kenny didn't like so much, but it's interesting that people keep focusing on this. Shakriya Shema Shalchiv Tzarech Shomar Asa Bebracha. The Chiv of Kriya Shema, the one that you're going to fulfill your requirement, requires a bracha. Ushikikar lekpachos beis parashios rishonish ben, omal shemayim ve'olam mitzvah, se Kriya Shema shalom bitaso, omrata belo bracha. You say without a bracha. And again, ve'en omer le parash rishon, you'll say the first parasha. Umibnei kol atama ma'elu, because of all these reasons the Rabbeinu Yonah said on Rashi and on Tosfos, tzarech shalolis moch lasis yidechov, alos shikar and samach lamita. You can't rely on the one you say by before you go to sleep. So he rejects Tosis because it's too early. He rejects Rashi for a myriad of new reasons that Tosis never even raised. So knew what's he going to do? So he comes up with this hybrid approach. And you knew this was going to be important because it's underlined, right? In shul, you're right. You read Kriya Shema with the brachos. Vias pal. And you daven. But don't have in mind that you're going to fulfill your requirement of Kriya Shema when you're in shul. You thought you were doing a mitzvah, you're going to shul, you know? You're right. The whole purpose, like the Rishonim, the whole purpose of saying Kriya Shema there is to go within Torah. You fulfill your requirement of brachos. Then, then later on, when you're home, before you eat. Right? So you have Tzeisa Kochavim is at 7, you dive into 5:45, whatever it is, you get home, your wife wants to serve you dinner, hold on, I gotta say Kriya Shema. That's the Kriya Shema of the primary Chiv.
Even if it's still too early?
It's not too early anymore. It's after 7. Right? Kod Acha Yitzias Kolm Yikrosov Yiskavein, and when you say that new Kriya Shema, which he is inventing, because Rashi didn't have it, and Tosus didn't have it, Rabbeinu Yonah has it. V'yikroso kula b'mora u'bekavanas leiv. And then you really have to have your proper kavana. V'lo yirtu likros el hashtei parashios bilvad. But then he throws in kinesh. But if you only say shema v'ahavta v'yem shemo and not v'yomer, sagi lei b'hachi. That's enough.
Is he talking about the proper kavana to have?
Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim for the first parasha, and kabbalas ol mitzvos to accept upon yourself the yoke of all mitzvos by the second parasha. That's the proper kavana. V'afal pi damin b'yushalmi. Even though it says in Yerushalmi, Vitzarech Lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim Bizman, you have to mention also Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is why we say Vayomer. Dimash Mitzarech Lomar Parsha Shlisha Shiach by Yitzias Mitzrayim. There you should say Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Vayomer, the last parsha of Tzitzis. Bishash Shakaritza Lechova. Afilachi came with Yitzias Mitzrayim Bibrachos. Bishash Shakaritza Bibesa Knesset. Since you've already said Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Brachos before, you don't need to say it again. So, you're okay. So you have this third new position, which is you say it not in shul. You do say it in shul, but that's not where you fulfill your requirement. You don't fulfill your requirement by saying it alamita, but rather, when you get home, and as soon as the turn says, before you eat dinner, you say a new one. Okay? That's Shitas Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, now one little knage that we're going to get into the brachos. The cause of Rav Amram, so Rav Amram comes along, who's one of the Gaonim. Shebishah shekariyosa, when you say it, Yivarech Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu lekroa kriyashma. You have to say Yivarech Asher mitzvah. If this is your mitzvah, you got to say it then. This is, again, we don't pass like this. V'omer mori harav she'in zeh'nachem. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes his Rebbe, who I don't know who it is. I should have looked it up beforehand. Chatasi. Right? That's not true. Shabrachazu Lomatsino also Bishum Makum. We never found this bracha. It's not none of this Adurim that article distributed. I mean, there would have been some sort of misor about this bracha. Nobody heard about it. Right? That's how these things work. I never heard about it. Better to say Avas Olam. Vafilo Akriyas Apsukim, Akriyas Talmatur, etc., etc. Okay, so that's where he holds. Turn to the next page, because we'll get to the last shita. Rabbeinu Haiga.
So Uvishach Vecha, Rabbi Yonah seems clear, that's not on the third parasha, which makes sense because of Laman Tizkor Kol Yimechayecha.
He says that's a din in Sechiris Yisias Mitzrayim, that's an independent din. That's not what we're going to say next. I was going to thought we were going to get to the end, but that's not what we're going to say according to everybody. The Rambam will disagree.
Okay.
So not everybody says that, but that is his opinion. Yeah.
This idea of the Yerushalmi and Rashi, according to this, if you learn between the Gemara, you can skip straight to Shmona Esrei.
Like everything else. Theoretically, yes, but the Chachamim were nitgan that this was the parsha that we're going to say. It's like, some of the Mefarshim talk about this, but this is the way the Chachamim were misakein the Da'araisa. Very often there's a Da'araisa, and then there's the way the Chachamim tell you how to do it. So I can't change the way the Chachamim did it. People say, people say that, like Bamei Madlikin. The reason why we say Bamei Madlikin between Mech Marav is to say Dora. So, okay, there you have a speech, you don't say Bamei Madlikin. But Marav was Nitkin in this fashion. So you're right. Even though it only has to be Divrei Torah, it could have been another Divrei Torah, but once the Chachamim established that it should be Kriya Shema, we can't change it.
Especially now that we have electricity.
Well, that's all of it, yeah.
If you need the learning, the learning is supposed to be some sort of hefsek, but you have learning.
But the Chachamim were Matakin, what it should be.
No, but I'm saying Kriya Shema could be the learning.
Yeah, Kriya Shema is learning. That's what they're saying. That's what Rashi's saying.
Like, what we do nowadays, we stop between the Chamar, we learn something.
Yeah, maybe. Not everybody learns. Not all shuls learn. Maybe that's why. Maybe they're saying, but we're also saying Kriya Shema is Smichas Gula Tvila. It depends on the... I'm surprised. It has nothing to do with the quote unquote level of firmkeit of the shul, whether they learn or not.
No, I think it has to do with the speed of mincha.
Some shuls, they go for. I grew up in a shul, 40 minutes between mincha marav. 40 minutes.
On a weeknight?
40 minutes. It was 7:15, was mincha, you knew marav was 7:55.
And you kept going.
What?
You kept going to that shul.
It was the only shul back in the day. It's not like today. Today, you know, you don't like that shul, you go next door. But even Brooklyn back in the day, that was it. That was the only game in town. It was also good, because if you dive in early, you at least knew what you could. You knew exactly what time matter was. Now it's like a guess again.
A little bit off the top, does Rabbeinu ever talk about why you can't be Makabel almost with Shemayim by Kriya Shema Lamita?
He doesn't talk about it, but the supposition I would is that you're about to go to sleep. When's the hardest time to Makabel Omal Shemayim? Like, you know, what are you thinking about before you go to sleep?
What do we do when we wake up?
Well, Da'ani. I mean, that's not Kabbalah Sol Malchus, that's a Hakar Satov. Okay. It's a little bit different. Kabbalah Sol Malchus requires, it's funny, like, you know, for us, what's Kabbalah Sol Malchus? How often do we do it? You know, but, you know, the assumption is, Rabbeinu Yehuda is talking to people from a previous generation. They probably, when they were Kabbalah Sol Malchus, that was a serious thing. Right? That's, you know, for us, Yom Kippur at the very end is probably, you know, regular Marav back in the day. So that's us. I think Rishol Salanter said, he said, what does he say? If we treat the whole year like El, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter. But you understand. As you read the Sadaris. Yeah. Okay. Let's just finish up Rabbeinu Haigon, and then I already have next week's year prepared. Rabbeinu Haigon Omer, B'derech Acheres. He says, Shemispalim Atzibor B'beis HaKnesses, Yedavin in Shul with the Tzibor, V'yikari Kriyashma Kemosha Kari Psukim, Kedelis Pal B'toch Divrei Toru. Good. Kemosha Amru B'Yerushalm, V'lo Yikra Brachos. But no brachos. No brachos. V'gam lo yonah amen b'kavona. Latzes yidei chova. Ela im yirtze la'omre makal b'lo chasim b'lo psicha harishus b'yada. You could join in with the community. But there's no brachos. He takes out the brachos by kriyashma in Ma'ariv. If you do it early. U'l'achi yitziyas ha'kachavim. After tzeyas ha'kachavim. Yikara kriyashma im bircho secho. So he takes to the logical conclusion the kash of Tosis, which is that if the primary reading of Kriya Shema requires brachos, therefore, after it gets dark, that's when I say the brachos. Lot says yidei chavasa. The al b'sheinu som megula tefila. Aye, there's no smichas gula tefila because there's no Shema Nes, right? Shem ispal tchila because I've davened prior. V'dkorei Kriya Shema v'yachar kach im birchoseh lekavanas chova. It's okay to do this. Okay, at least you get tefillah b'tzibor. Because tefillah b'tzibor is more mekubel than anything else. That's more accepted. So it's the best of a bad scenario. The best scenario is to daven with the minyan, speak school of tefillah, everything at night. The less of all of the scenarios, okay, if you have to daven ma'av earlier, because the only time shul is going to have a minyan is before it gets night. Okay, so daven there, but don't say the brachas. When you get home later in the evening, then you say your brachas of Kriya Shema, and you don't say Shemona Esrei. So this is like Rabbeinu Haigon is really reacting strongly to that Tosis, which earlier was saying, wait, if the primary chiyuv needs to have the brachos, he's saying that's correct. That's why you got to wait till the evening to say the brachos that come along with the Kriya Shema. So that seems to be the Rabbeinu Haigon. So these are the opinions.
They sound like Seabor is actually doing this,
but
you should...
Oh, right. So who is? Who's that Seabor? Right. I was wondering the same thing myself. Maybe it's not Rabbeinu. Maybe it's the shul of Tosis. Right. Rabbeinu Haigon stuck there. You know, like he's in the wrong... But he's saying, you guys, don't go there. You know, it's like Sephardim and Ashkenazi shul. I was wondering the same thing, but like, it's not a good... Having Seabor who's davening... No. Just feel with Seabor's Givaldic.
If you're stuck in community, that everyone davening...
Yeah. And don't even say amen. Don't say amen to their brachas. You don't want to be Yossi's. Yeah.
If somebody walks into Marav late, tell me if I'm
wrong. Shmona Esrei, right? Yeah, because...
Right, so that's sort of like this.
Yes. I was thinking that because... But there, that's not ideal. Again, that's also not ideal. You blew it. You came late. Say Shmona Esrei. We're going to get to that sugya of Samech Ulu Tefillah, because what you're losing out is on Samech Ulu Tefillah. You're not losing out on Tefillah B'tzibor.
Right, exactly.
So it's the best of the evil in that situation. Very good. The shiur is traditionally going to be 45 minutes. That's the average. It used to be an hour, but the average attention span, I think, today for everybody is 45 minutes. 45, excluded. Okay.
And as far as you read this, it's over.
Yeah, it is what it is. We're not going to be next Sunday, but the following Sunday. Every Sunday there's yeshiva. We'll do a sugya. The next sugya will be on the shiur of Kriya Shema, how long, and hopefully up until when Kriya Shema. Okay, it's a pleasure learning with you. If you want to review the shiur, it'll be available on YU Torah.